This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Alright, so last time, Seb was almost assassinated by Lorgan LaRue, a very cool assassin that you all individually fell in love with, but Seb pulled through, and you thwarted Lorgan, and you got a pretty solid clue as to who may have hired her to kill Seb. And that clue led you to glance out the window of Bottoms Up, where you realized you were being watched by the staff at the bar across the street, Fuddruckers. The other thing is that at this bar, there are the bizarro funhouse mirror versions of yourselves there. And my initial impulse is to have you guys play those. Okay? So, like, no, if you ever have questions of, like, am I playing this right or whatever, feel free. But, like, mostly it's going to be, like, what your character wishes they were actually like. Well, so we're going to pick up right in that moment, right where we left off last episode. So, quiet on set. Sound is speeding. And we're rolling.
Dice.
No. Oh my Dice. Gosh.
My headphones Dice. Got unplugged. Did everyone say it?
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. Worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Well, all right, I'm kind of ticked off, all right, you guys?
I don't blame you, Seb. I don't blame you.
I could have died in there. And beyond that, my trust is broken in a person, and that I'm feeling vulnerable.
I've lost the one woman I ever thought I would get married to.
Beef, you need to instantly get over this.
Yeah, Beef, we need to
We got shit to do, okay? Oh, we got shit to do.
You got to cure your love sickness. We're in a different time and space now. You got to move forward.
Okay, for the gang, I'll do it.
Your whole thing is you're supposed to be stainless steel, all right? I need you to be stainless steel right now, all right?
Well, sometimes stainless steel likes to get polished every once in a while.
That is disgusting. That is so
I don't know if I like that.
I got a question for the group. I know I'm like still relatively new. But what the heck? Like, do you guys just make enemies wherever you go? Like, why would they want to kill you? That's bizarre.
I like to think that enemies make us.
Chip, that's nothing.
Well, I don't want to say that Chip's wrong or that you're wrong, but I want to say that Chip is kind of right because, sure, it's a little bit more than per capita, but I think we have just a mostly normal, just above mean number of enemies. I don't think that's anything abnormal.
You know what? Let's go kick their freaking ass.
I think
okay?
we should. I think we
got to kick their freaking ass. They tried to kill my best friend, my BFF, okay? My best FF.
They tried to kill all of us.
Well, but mostly, I'm mostly concerned about my best FF.
Oh, Seb, yeah. Seb, I'm really sorry that happened again. You know what? We should kick their asses. But, or, I don't know.
Or.
What if we just went in there and we tried to figure out what was going on?
No, I want to run over there, punch a fist, smack a face, and throw a glass on the ground.
I think we should Troy their asses.
Yeah, we got
to Troy their asses.
What is
Trojan horse? Are you saying Trojan horse?
Yeah, Troy.
Your buddy Troy. Yeah, you have a friend named Troy. What did he do?
Yeah, what he did
built
Troy
a
do?
He built a horse made out of wood and
I'm,
put a bunch
I'm sorry, is this the one that you've gone to his funeral twice? Because I don't know if he's actually dead.
Oh fuck, that guy, he's so hilarious. Yeah, I've gone to his funeral twice. I think he's dead, but who knows?
Okay, so Troy built a horse and then what happened next?
He shoved it full of people, had a party. But this is different. We want to.
You want to do that, but the mean way?
Yeah, the mean way.
I just want to kick some asses, though.
Okay.
What if I just want to kick a? Okay, well, Chalice, we'll hear you out.
What, Chalice?
And it's just, this is not because I haven't worn a costume in a while. This is for a real reason. What if we went in disguise, scoped them out? And then when the time is right, and I give the
Troy
signal,
their asses.
We Troy their asses. I assume Troy ended up beating someone up.
He murdered a lot.
Okay, great. And we beat their asses. But first, what if we just go in? We get some intel. We figure it out.
Chalice, did you just put costumes on all three of us while you were saying that?
I am very good.
Ooh, I like my hat.
Wow.
There's a bell on
your
the
hat
end
is
of
nice.
It.
Why don't all of you
your
describe what your disguises look like right now?
Mine has a little bell on the end of it. How silly. Oh, and little stockings that are red and white and a green top. Hey, wait a minute. I look like an elf.
Beef's a little elf.
It looks kind of cute, though, elf. Am I right?
Oh, do I look cute?
Yeah.
Well, it's much lamer than my big freaking huge white beard that I got and a big red, big red suit.
I don't think you just look right
a big
together.
Black belt and some rosy.
Yeah, what the hell are you? What are you? What is this?
I don't know. That's I guess I'm gonna go canon. By the name Chris though.
I like it.
I think the name. Yeah, you okay. Like that? Chris.
Well, now I'm a little bit miffed because you guys obviously go together and I'm just wearing a shirt that says I ate the worm, I'm the dumb fuck from Acapulco.
Yeah, but you look great.
And a jester
I can
hat.
Hardly tell it's you.
It's very fitting on your figure.
Okay.
See, Seb, everyone's going to be reading the shirt and not paying attention to what you're saying or doing.
Yeah, it's just really ishy.
I have big old antlers and a big red nose.
Oh. Okay, but now I'm even more miffed because I'm the only one that couldn't I have been the sack or something? Like what
sack?
Yeah, I don't know what sack you're referring to.
Yeah, what
I
are you talking
like
about?
This fat man needs a big sack to
okay,
go along
fine.
With his
I'll make
reindeer.
You a new costume.
Okay, let's just say
no,
that
no, no,
let's
no.
no, let's just say that this big fat guy's got a big old sack, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, right. To be fair, Seb, you kind of do look like a big old sack.
Hi, Jennifer the Rat here, and maybe I could go into a giant red sock, and that would be my costume for this fun adventure.
Oh. Jennifer, I ran out of fabric, and someone is going to have to
oh,
customers.
Really convenient. That's actually really convenient, since me and my rat friends made you an entire dress a week ago.
Well, that's just because I went,
what am I doing?
Guys,
I'm making a dress.
Making a dress.
Please stop. I don't want to make this dress.
I don't know who did that to you, but I was just singing and cleaning, and then a bird landed on my finger and started singing with me, and then you guys ran in and started making me a dress, so I don't know what
sounds,
to tell you.
Sounds horrific.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, are you okay, Chalice?
Yeah,
I'm sorry that we weren't there for you
is
in that
she
moment.
Okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
You know what? I'm enough of this. The whole kitchen staff, we don't get any respect, and you know what? We have some pretty good ideas, too.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah, come on.
Well, there's this thing. Okay, that is this cantrip that you could do where it's here. If you hold this rock, and then if there was like a long wait at the restaurant, you could give someone this rock. And then if I rubbed its counterpart, then that rock starts to flash red and buzz. And then you know your table's up.
No.
Anyway,
maybe if we had a long waiting list at one point, that would prove helpful.
Yeah, literally no
one pretty much seed everybody.
To wait ever here.
Has anyone ever had to wait? There's usually
everybody gets seated
the
immediately.
The only time I've ever seen someone wait is people are waiting to leave. Everyone's trying to leave all at once.
Yeah,
and they sort of have to wait to leave.
Yeah.
Do you have a version that does that for people waiting to leave?
I've got tons of ideas, and here I go. Number two.
I take out the staff, or the rat staff, and I make Jennifer go back to the kitchen.
No!
No, don't worry, guys. It's not as dark as you think. That's very cool and normal and totally
No, it's that's the point. I'm like a Pied Piper.
Cool. So you guys are in your disguises. Mm-hmm. Are you going to head over to check out Fuddruckers?
What if we, okay, we're infiltrating them, right?
Yeah.
How about we bring them some presents?
Ooh, that is a great idea. I got some downstairs.
You got some, Beef already has presents?
Yeah, and I've got a few extra of the t-shirts. I ate the worm, I'm the dumb fuck from Alcapoco. Is that what it's called?
You have
more. Yes. That is what my shirt actually does say. So yeah,
I made a bunch.
Also, just noticed the booty shorts, and it just says pervert across the back. Like, what are you trying to do to me? All right.
No one's going to be looking at your face. They're going to be looking at that ass.
I'm worried I'm going to be arrested. All right.
Well, you might be arrested for that ass being out of this world.
So as you guys approach, you see that there is a line outside of Fuddruckers. And you step into it. And already you can tell this is a happening place.
Dang, they need those things that Jennifer just
invented.
They need a red rock. You know what I mean?
Guys, what the heck? How is there, like, none of this foot traffic comes to our bar? Like, what? How are they so popular? They're called Fuddruckers. Right. I mean, how good could this be?
So you get to the front of the line and you see a doorman who's wearing a beautiful tuxedo with the sleeves taken off. He is massive. He's bigger than Chip. He's taller than Chalice. He's thinner than Chip, but very toned. You can tell he's thinner, but definitely stronger than Chip, without a doubt. And has a full, luscious head of hair. And he's wearing a name tag that says capital O, R E, and there's a space, capital O, period.
I don't get it.
Oreo.
Oh.
It's Oreo.
It's Oreo.
Yeah, it deserves an
His name
O.
Is Or E O?
His name's Ori.
Oh.
Ori. Okay. His name is Ori.
Also, I'd like to point out how many times Sean said that he was thinner than Chip.
I heard that a lot.
He's thinner, but he's also stronger. Many times. And he's like a lot more
More
cut.
Toned and skinnier and weighs less.
Just thinner.
And doesn't weigh quite as much.
He accidentally says the name Waleed like six times. He's just cooler and better than Waleed.
So you get to the front of the line, and Ori says, "Hello." Well, I'm sorry, that's yours.
I was gonna say,
you gotta do this. So,
hey, what's up? What are y'all doing here?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! This is a doorman.
Hi.
Whoa!
Wow.
I've never seen my cheeks like this. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, what smell Speaking is that of, smell? Oh my gosh! Hi.
Oh, that's called musk.
Wow.
Your hair is so beautiful. Have you ever braided
you touch
it?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to touch it, you little elf?
Yes.
Oh my God, like
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow, it's so lightweight and but also dense.
But thick, yeah. Dense and light.
Wow. How'd you do that? What do you use?
Well, it's a mixture of dragons.
Just in that moment, a thief, a gnome, is running by, grabs Chalice's hand, rips the ring off her finger and keeps running. And everyone is very shocked, but I think you could probably handle this, Ori.
Hey, ma'am, I know you're freaking out right now.
I am. I'm freaking out. How did you know?
So calm. But I got this.
Oh my God, he's so calm.
Ori walks and it's somehow faster. Faster than this thief's running. He he saunters over and he grabs a guy by the back of the neck.
His legs are still moving as if he's on the ground. He's running as fast as he can in the air.
Chip.
You got somewhere to be?
Chip, why are you moving over there like you're going to help? I think he's got this.
No, I got this. This is, I'll take this guy to the ground. And Chip starts running over there too, but it's way slower.
And he's also running.
He's at a dead sprint and he's somehow slowing.
He's at a dead sprint and it's so slow.
So Ori takes the ring from the guy and kind of drops him. And it's just as Chip's arriving and the gnome starts to beat the shit out of Chip.
Oh no! Ori! Ori! Can you help us out? Our friend's in peril.
I got this. And then Ori's going to take the goblin, or what is he? A goblin?
He's a gnome.
He takes the gnome and he like throws him through the wall. He throws him through the wall, and he looks at Chip and he goes, "Hey, buddy, I know you need this." And he gives Chip the ring to return back to Chalice.
Oh, nice. Brutal. Man.
So degrading.
Ooh. No, I didn't need this, but thank you. And I run, and Chip runs back.
So slow.
I really don't want to be massaging your thigh, all right? If you pull another hammy, I'm not going to be up all night massaging your little thighs, all right, dude?
Ooh. Okay. I'll just get Beef to do it.
By the time Chip has like gotten back after running back, Ori's been back like a long time and is back to flirting with Beef and Chalice.
Would you guys like to take a seat?
Yes.
I can
yes.
show you around the
absolutely.
Place.
Oh my gosh, absolutely, oh yes. God, Chip, come back. Chip, run faster. We're
Chip,
about
we're
to go
about
in.
To get seated. Chip, we're about to get seated. Hurry up.
I know. I got the ring.
We can't have
everyone.
We have to have everyone in our party before we can sit.
Yeah, we have to have everyone
okay?
in our party.
There's literally vultures circling you, all right? They can smell
I'm
death
good.
On you, man.
They can't
Here
see
are.
Us till we have our full party.
Also, guys, I'm not Chip. I'm freaking Chris, remember?
Chris. Oh. Yes, Chris.
Chris. Chris.
Ori, when he hears like you guys saying that, he just kind of looks a little bit confused at you, but moves on. Moves you guys into the restaurant, into Fuddruckers.
Ori literally picks them up and moves them all in there.
This is so nice.
Guys, I think we're doing a good job of being sneaky.
Yeah, we've only said your real name like twice.
You walk inside Fuddruckers and it is absolutely gorgeous. There's a decadent, chic bar that stretches across the entirety of one of the walls. It's dimly lit and smells like gold. Every single detail of this bar and restaurant is imbued with elegance and sophistication. You can also see into the kitchen in the back where actual magic is being gracefully executed with a militaristic precision. Before you can pick your jaws up off of the floor, you find yourselves seated at a beautiful table in a small sea of other beautiful tables in the middle of the restaurant. You are surrounded on all sides by refined guests enjoying their meals and the ambiance of Fuddruckers.
Thank you, Ori. That was the best ride of my life, I have to say.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, but I can do better in terms of rides that I give.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you serious? God. What do you mean? What does that mean?
Oh, I'm jotting it down. Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Just after he says that, you hear all the surrounding tables. Sounds like someone punched the underneath of their tables and all the silver rattles. And that's the sound of everyone becoming engorged at their tables around
That's
the vicinity.
Disgusting.
We can cut it.
It's not disgusting if it's Oreo.
Oh my gosh. Well, Oreo.
And you know what the O stands for.
I think I have an idea.
Outstanding partner.
That's right.
Chalice is just I'll like sort of grabbing Beef's hands to like make sure Beef stops touching his hair at some point. Just sort of like gently being like, okay, Beef.
All right,
well, this
back
place
to the
is
door
gorgeous.
For me.
We can't wait to eat. Do you want to give us some, like, how long have you guys been open? What's your deal? What's everything?
Yeah.
I'll answer all your questions later. Maybe we can set up a time for us to get together.
Yeah.
Okay. At that moment, the lights go dark in the place. It goes dark. You're in the dark. It's pitch black.
Somebody hold me! Somebody
oh my god!
Hold me!
The bottom up strangler god. Is in here. There's a strangler.
Okay, and then a single spotlight hits an empty stage that's inside the restaurant. Fog rolls out into the single spotlight.
Can Chalice reach over and hold Beef's hand because she understands something pretty terrible is about to happen to Amigo?
Whoa.
Fireflies begin to sparkle on the stage and then gently all flutter towards one another spelling a name. Wagyu.
Wagyu.
The single spotlight tilts up to reveal the beautiful halfling, dressed exactly like Austin Powers in a crushed velvet suit, and you begin to hear him play.
Oh, wimbo, and everyone starts singing too. Oh, wimbo, I hear there's a party today. It sounds like I heard that there's a birthday party in the front row.
No shit.
The front row explodes. Ah, it's hers. It's her birthday. It's hers. Christine's.
Christine, why don't you join me on stage, you beautiful, beautiful woman?
Christine's screaming. She hands her drink to her friend and she takes your hand and gets up on stage and she's looking at her friends and she's holding her face. She can't believe she's on stage.
Have you ever wanted a kiss on your birthday?
Are we about to kiss?
Only if you want to. Consent is key.
Okay, I'll kiss you. Oh my god, I'm gonna kiss Wagyu.
Beef soft is like, what? What is this? What is going on?
Chalice is wiping tears away from Beef's eyes.
Oh my gosh, look, the entire front row has shirts that say that they're in the splash zone. The appropriately named splash zone.
Oh my god, what is this? They came in on the perfect note. I can't do this.
It's okay. They're not. Hey, guys, tell, like, Seb, Chip, this guy's not that good, right? The person, they're not good.
A lot of people.
No, not good at all. And then there's a thud under my table.
Right when you say they're not good, all of a sudden, Wagyu starts just destroying some licks on the guitar, on the lute, and is just absolutely shredding. The dexterity of his fingers, no one's ever seen anything like this before. You're all just in awe.
I mean, this is tight. I don't know any other word than this is tight. It's just tight.
Yeah, this is tight.
There's no way.
I thought I'd be in my lifetime I'd see an artist as good.
You guys, there's no way he can move his fingers that fast. Look at my fingers. This is as fast. They can move faster. Right, guys? Are you looking at my fingers? They're moving faster than his, right?
I've never noticed how many of your fingernails are missing. Like, what happened?
Okay, well, we don't need to look at that. We don't need to look at that.
And when are you going to start moving your fingers fast?
I am. Oh, beef.
Maybe it's so fast they look like they're barely moving. They're just waddling. Yeah, they're waddling. Your fingers are waddling.
The singer's walking by us. They're going to walk by.
Hey, any newcomers today? I hear that
it's my birthday.
We got birthday over here.
And it is also my birthday.
And it's also my birthday.
Oh, yes, this table.
I'm Chris and it's my birthday.
Wow, this table is filled with just beautiful creatures. What's your name in the big red?
Hi, my name is Chris, and it's my birthday. I'm turning 18 years old.
Oh, not a day over 18. And you beautiful miss, what's your name?
My name is Rudolph, and I'm a huge fan, and wow, you look so clean and normal. I never noticed that you had all your fingernails.
It's the shampoo, and he does like a twist and a twirl, and you guys just get hit with like floral.
Oh, I love that all your buttons are buttoned.
Oh, you know, how long it takes me to get ready before every show, sweetheart?
How long?
45 minutes.
Wow.
That's reasonable. That's great.
And what's your name, Worm Boy?
Porcelain. Porcelain doll.
Nice. Are you sure about that?
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Ori makes the same face that he made earlier when you guys were all arguing about names and then keeps moving on.
Well, welcome to Fuddruckers, where we like to FUD your rucker.
Oh my god.
Oh my God. Oh my
and he God. Launches into the air. He's been harnessed this whole time and he launches up above everybody else and he sprinkles like beautiful sparkles on
Wagyu's
everybody.
Being taken by a hawk. Wagyu's taken by a hawk. Somebody
no,
help
porcelain,
him.
Porcelain. It's part of the act. They actually have professional stunts here.
Oh my God.
He was harnessed. Enjoy your meal and enjoy your night.
Yay!
And he flings up into the ceiling.
I can't wait to order
Beef, why aren't
two
you clapping?
Drinks.
Beef, why aren't you clapping?
I think I gotta go to the bathroom.
Beef.
Beef's about to get up, but is stopped because the server is approaching the table. You recognize this server who's walked up to your table as Chardonnay Zinfandel, employee of the month for 26 times in a row, and all 26 pictures are framed in the hallway on the way into this Fruddruckers. And you immediately go, that's Chardonnay Zinfandel.
Hi, new friends. Are you ready to have a good time? Hello. My name is Chardonnay, and here are your drinks. I happen to take a little shot in the dark at what you may like, just based on who you are, the vibe I get from you. I hope that's not too intrusive.
You called us friends. Are we actually friends already?
Yes, you're my friends already. You may know me. I used to be a princess, but with the full support of my family, I have decided financially and emotionally, they're supporting me in this choice, to come and see how the other half lives. Turns out I have a little bit of a knack for it. I love working here with my three best friends who love me so much. So here is...
Do you have any creepy siblings?
I have one brother and he's the best.
Oh, no.
Hey, you're the best, Chardonnay.
Ah, that's my brother. He comes and stops by. He's so proud of me. And hey, brother, our mom's still alive, isn't she?
So alive. Full of life. Bursting with life. She's pregnant.
A high five.
Slap hands.
Anyways, here's your drink for you, sir. And I assume your name is Chris.
Oh my God, it is.
I got you a dark scotch with a little twist of a citrus. Just because you seem very dark and mysterious, but... You got a little bit of brightness to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
I almost brought you a tall drink of water. Huh? I'm flirting with you. I'm flirting with you.
Oh. Oh my God, she's so sunny.
And for you, little elf, I got something I think you'll enjoy. You look like you can really put back your liquor. So I brought you a shot of gasoline.
Oh, this is honestly Chardonnay, Shardy. This is what I needed really bad.
Thank you so much. I love
thank
my
you
nickname.
So much.
Oh my God, I love you.
I love you.
Wow. We have a friend that hates all the nicknames that we give her.
What are some of those nicknames?
Well, we tried Chally and Lice. She didn't like Lice.
She didn't like Lice. I would have loved that nickname. It's so funny.
Licey. We call her Licey.
Oh, that's so good. So anyways, and for you, handsome sir, in the I Ate the Worm t-shirt, I love it. I wish I had one for myself. Love your t-shirt.
We have extras.
Yeah,
we have extras.
Here's
a gift. Yeah, here's a gift, actually, for me.
Oh my God, this is the sweetest thing I have ever... You know what? Let me tip you. I know it's customary
you
for
me.
You to tip the waitstaff, but let me give you guys a tip because you just made my day.
Wait,
unbelievable.
I have never gotten a tip in my entire life, and I've worked in the service industry.
Legally, same. Legally, can you do that?
Yes, we can do whatever we want here. I got you a glass of cold, cold wine. You seem like you like cold wine with a little worm coming out of it. Just a little joke about your shirt.
I feel so seen. My name's Porcelain.
Oh, hi, Porcelain. And I hope you enjoy your drink. The worm is edible. It's a joke worm. And for you,
I'm eating it.
Are you a little boy or no, I'm a human woman.
This is Chalice.
No, Chalice. That name is Chalice.
Then across the bar, you see Ori, who is at the front door, look over again, suspicious, and then continue on with his work.
Oh, have you met Ori? Ori and I have a will they, won't they thing going on. We're in love, but we told each other right away because we're healthy with our feelings.
Wow.
Oh. Oh. That's actually, I like that. Okay,
healthy.
Cool.
That's very healthy.
Yeah, we just didn't like, I don't know, like spin around the truth for a while. We just got right to the point. But for you with the red nose, I got you, had a really hard time figuring out what your deal was. So I got you some tea that I just sort of left out for a while. Oh, weird. I don't really feel seen at all. I feel like cold tea that's not even iced is...
Don't that is
be,
so
I feel like
rude.
We all kind of
don't
hate
be rude.
Are you kidding me? That is so
don't
you.
Be rude. Don't
not
be
challenge.
Rude. Warm tea that's been sitting out for a while.
You do that don't all the time at the bar.
That is you. You are. That's pretty accurate.
I can't believe how accurate that
that's
is.
That's super accurate.
That is the most insane one. So I'm the only one honest here consistently. That is the only, that is the most accurate one, okay?
Seb, you know what? I would love to just get another drink. Sorry, I'm also dabbled in the service industry and we let people order. I also think they can let you know I'm favored to also get Employee of the Month at the end of the month.
It's usually me. It's usually my spot.
Yeah, but you're never harnessed to something and you've never thrown glitter over the audience, Beef.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, Shardy. Yeah.
Yes. Am I interrupting something? Should I come back?
No.
Oh my God! Please stay forever.
Yeah, stay forever. And I was just wondering. I was just wondering. You're kind of in a will they, won't they, with Ori. And I was wondering if you're in the current state of will they, or if you're in the current state of won't.
I don't know,
they.
Pal. Well, you tell me. Wink.
And then after she winks, you see that she was actually in a harness this whole time too.
Enjoy
Oh my God, the hawks are back. The hawks have taken so much from this town. The hawks have taken everything from us.
Goodbye.
Oh God.
She was the worst.
There was something about her where I feel like I would have given her my firstborn for some reason.
What the?
Like,
okay. You know what, guys? She was real stinky. Don't you agree that she was such a stinky person?
Like smelly?
And just then, after Chalice says she was stinky, we're going to have the manager and owner-operator of the restaurant approach the table, hearing about a slight complaint to address if there's something wrong with the service. So this person is, oh man, tall, handsome, sophisticated, and he's wearing a name tag that says Colin Firth. And he approaches the table and politely asks if there's anything going wrong.
Excuse me. Maybe it's that I'm a little bit sensitive because my wife's actually giving birth to our third child. We're together. We've never been separated. but I it heard a eensy-beensy, and just stop me if I'm wrong, little complaint about one of our employees or about your experience as a whole. I would really just like to get to the bottom of that, maybe offer you some awesome blossom. And I pull it from behind me with magic and I just like put it in front and go, oh, here, I'll even dunk it. So you know it's not poisonous. God, but it should be.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I don't even remember what I was complaining about. You feel like slipping into a nice warm bath. You are so chill.
Thank you so much. I actually hear that from a lot of people because what you're seeing now is who I am with everyone because I'm a consistent, confident, and person who's just really has great self-esteem, all right?
Wow.
So,
and you own the place? And you like run this and you're not
yeah,
stressed
you
out
run
of your
this?
Mind?
This is one of four. Yeah, I actually own four of these.
Oh my God.
And they're all Fuddruckers?
And they're successful?
Yeah, there's Fuddruckers, there's Budruckers, and then there's Cudcuckers and Sudsuckers. But, and Sudsuckers is actually a car wash. So, but yes, more or less. Yeah, yeah. They're all.
But with all the fun and games of Fuddruckers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have people that are washing their wagon three or four times a week. All right. It's fun.
Do you ever need to, like, scream in your office from stress? Do you ever just, like, break a bunch of plates from the stress?
Let's see. When I'm feeling a little stressed out, I talk to my youngest. And my youngest goes, Daddy, you got a frown on your forehead. And I go, what do you mean? And I go, your brow is making a frown. And I go, that's so sweet. And then I give them 21 kisses. We play Dragon and the Kiddo, where the kid kind of gets swallowed by me, but then cuts itself out. And it's just so cute and wonderful. And
Seb,
before I know it,
did you just break a fork in half? Seb, what are you doing? You look so fucking stressed. Relax. Calm down, dude.
Relax. He's a fucking loser.
He's right there.
He's not a loser. Okay, now you're
the loser. What am I supposed to say? Okay. I mean, look at the poor guy. Three kids.
How are you breaking this metal under the table?
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name?
Yeah, you said you were with her. What's her name?
Her name is Vivian Gargili Firth.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's I
she
call
sounds
her
sounds lovely.
I call her Viv. When we're in the bedroom, this is not too much.
No,
I call her
not.
Vivica.
No, explain.
Yeah, okay, I just call her Vivica, and then we make sweet love and we talk about each and every crevice of our bodies and how really when we dream we're trading each other into each other's consciousness and how
that's
that is
a
beautiful
really
thing.
Beautiful story.
How long has she been missing for?
She's not, I mean, from my sight, about 20 minutes, and I'm kind of like, oh, I need to see your bountiful beauty, or I'm going to get a frown on my forehead, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Oh, from the story.
Yeah. You guys are fun. I like you guys. And I'm not just saying that. I get some of these little gargoyles coming in here, and I put on the smile. I give them the awesome blossom, and I'm actually going to do something else that's pretty nice for you. You know what that is? That's a second awesome blossom. And you know
Whoa.
What? I'm going to take another piece. Just so I know it's not poison. You know what I mean?
This place is awesome. You know we do run our own.
No, we don't.
We run.
We run. We're runners.
We runners. We're runners. Long distance and short.
That's awesome. Yeah. I actually hold the county record for fun run, so that's I'm surprised that I haven't seen you around in the local circuit.
Oh.
For the fun part or the run part?
The run part.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the record was for.
We kind of do it internationally. We're an international run group.
Interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for having us at your establishment.
Oh, I got it. I got something in my ear. It is a free drink coupon for each and every one of you, all right? Well, I'm not going to take out any more of your time.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and do a little cheers. I'm going to do one of these. Oh, there's champagne in my hand, in all of your guys' hand. Isn't that pretty cool?
Magic! Whoa.
It's an easy trick. I'll show you sometime.
Magic really pisses me off.
And yours is gone. All right, cool.
Oh, fuck.
That's awesome. And look, you have a glass of water, so you just cheers with that. It's bad luck, but hey, I won't sue you. Let's all cheers, all right, to new friends and to new customers.
And he's on a harness, and he soars through the air, and everyone goes nuts.
There's no hawks. This is just me. It's all on purpose.
I look over to see if Ori has a harness on him. I try and inspect very closely.
Can you roll?
Yeah,
I'll okay.
Roll. Yeah, that's right. -1 is my perception. 11.
Cool. You can tell that there is some sort of lump on the back, like under his suit coat, that it probably is a harness.
Man, that's not a harness. He just got a lumpy back. He's weird.
I don't know, you guys. I'm getting a bad feeling about this place. I don't like it. First off, hate magic because it's always a lie. It's always an illusion. So something's happening here. Some kind of weird illusion.
Yeah, I agree. Everyone is great except for that waitress.
Yeah.
We all agree.
You know, for me, it was kind of...
I actually really liked her.
once I got into the door, I was like, it was a 10. This place is a 10.
I think
once
after I got past the show, that freaking door. After the bad show we saw, I enjoy the food and the drink, but boy, oh boy, performance is kind of lackluster, right, guys?
No, the performance is really good. Yeah. I think where I
draw
the line...
Yeah, I don't even know what bad show you're talking about.
Huh.
Yeah, I think where I draw the line is where this guy was, like, flaunting that he's happily married, he has 3 children, multiple businesses because he's just...
Yeah, he was a really nice guy.
Reinvesting.
Yeah, he kind of was just like...
Good guy. Oh, my gosh. Overbearing. Who needs 2 awesome blossoms? All right. And that thing about poison? What? do people get poisoned here before? Why would he even say that?
Just when you said that, Chip's head hits the table. He's unconscious.
Oh, it's not time to fall asleep, buddy. Yeah. Buddy, Chip, this isn't a time to take a snooze.
Chalice's head hits the table unconscious.
Chalice, guys, not nap time now. Not nap time ever.
Seb falls backwards unconscious.
Okay. Jokes.
Ori walks up to the table.
Looks like someone has had a little too much to drink.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. This is pretty weird.
Did you have the champagne?
No, I had Wawa.
Goosh. Knocks Beef unconscious. Perfect.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All of you, come to, you don't know what time it is, you don't know how much time has passed, but there you are in a seedy, unfinished basement with a single light bulb swinging back and forth.
A light bulb?
Yeah, it's a magic light bulb.
It has a candle in it.
You're right. It's a single swinging ball of glass with a little candle in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And swinging, but you can pull a metal chain and the candle will be extinguished. You know that to be true.
Okay.
And then out of the darkness, now, Ben, I'll just fill you in here.
You just see like a glow of a cigarette, and then I just throw it to the ground and gently just kind of stamp it out. And then I go, you guys should have just rolled over and died like I wanted you to. You should have succumbed to our power and the marketplace and my stranglehold on said marketplace. But you couldn't do that. No. I'm going to go up to Chip. I'm going to slap his face a little bit and go, no.
Ow.
Say no.
What?
Say no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Say
I'm
no.
Chris. I'm Chris, and I don't know what you mean.
Say
give
no.
It up. They know who we are now.
Rip off your red hat, and I go, I know who you are, Chip. Chalice.
Oh, yeah, I knew I was Chip.
Chip, did you just gasp
yes.
for yourself?
Beef.
I was surprised I was Chip for a second.
Wow, you were really
I was
character.
Really lost. I was really lost in the character.
Oh, brother.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
I'm sorry. Expanding, and the only way that I can have my second location and my parking structure for that is if I destroy your pathetic wallowing, rat-infested place. This is Mercy. Do you realize that? Mercy.
Hey, those rats are employed.
Thank you, Beef.
They are not, it's not infested. Yeah, they are workers. Right.
Make Jennifer go back to work when she just was trying to help.
Oh, you like rats, Beef? Well, what about this? And I snap my finger, and with magic, there is a rat in Beef's mouth right now.
Spit it out, Beef.
No, don't. Beef, don't eat it.
Swallow it.
Beef, don't eat it.
Don't swallow it.
Okay, just pick one.
Oh, I swallowed it.
Oh, Beef.
Oh, Beef.
You didn't even chew. Oh, it's alive.
Oh, I hate magic.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I would love to see a bonus episode of that rat trying to get out of Beef.
It's inside of me.
Or not. Or not. Trying to get out and just living in Beef's.
We'll see.
Hosting a small talk
Stay
show
tuned. Yeah,
inside right. Beef's large intestine.
Stay tuned.
Inviting all the other rats that work at Bottoms Up.
It'll be a whole spin-off, everybody.
Yeah, if I can get more rats in there, then we could have the view going on in the snack.
All right, so Colin's going to cut his hand, and then he's going to put the blood all over Seb's face. And he goes, this is mercy. You see this blood? This is the blood of a winner, of a business owner. Can you smell the iron in my veins? You don't have any minute part of that. And that is why you're going to take this quill and you're going to sign this deed to me, Mr. Colin Tucker Firth. All right?
And then he comes down in a harness. And
a bunch of rats run in and start making Wagyu a dress.
Yes. Yeah. Keep going, rats. You're doing a good job. Sir, the deed you requested.
You're perfect at your job and you never let me down.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss on the mouth.
Ew, they kiss each other on the mouth.
It's not weird. We're friends.
Goodbye, it's weird.
Goodbye.
It's not weird.
How the frick did you get that deed? Is that the deed to Bottoms Up? Is that our deed?
That looks like our deed.
Oh yeah, look, it's the drawing we did of the four of us on the back.
It's so cute that we did that.
Idiots, shut up. You're going to sign this over to me because I'm a winner, all right? I want you to watch yourselves as you give to me, a real business owner, my fifth
location.
And
what if we don't?
Yeah! What if we don't?
Huh?
And then Ori, he comes down from the ceiling also in his harness, and he's wearing an executioner mask with a big axe.
I think that goes without saying.
He's just getting lowered. He's just standing normally and he's getting lowered. He doesn't look floaty at all, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Now, there is a Deus Ex Machina that I have planted in this, and I want to see if you guys can figure out what it is to get out of this situation or to get help.
Guys, we're fine. At least if that waitress doesn't show up, will be great.
What a thing to say right now.
Chardonnay Zinfandel also lowers from the ceiling. She's got a dagger out and an executioner mask on as well.
How were your drinks?
Really good.
How good?
Really good, actually.
No, they weren't good. They poisoned us.
I love to hear it.
Oh, fuck.
So you guys can tell that these ropes that you're tied to these chairs back to back, you can't get out of them. You can feel that. You've struggled against them. You know you can't get out of them. They are stronger and better than you guys in every way. You just need to escape.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They suck.
They freaking suck. We turn on the DM. No. Yeah. No. No. They're so great.
A little overbearing. They're overbearing version. I mean.
Yeah, they're a bit much.
They got a couple of better props than us.
What you need is some help to escape. How can you
do
it?
We need to get Jennifer. We need to get
Jennifer. We got to get Jennifer. Do one of us have like the rock in our pockets?
Yes. Yes.
Who did she give that to?
I think
it was
you. Oh, man.
To me?
Chip.
Yeah. Oh, I may have thrown that away.
Chip.
Chip.
What?
Your pocket. Think about.
Check your pockets.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
No, we're not complimenting your pockets.
Why would we compliment your pockets?
We can't talk louder. They're literally right there.
Check your pockets.
What? Wait, what do you guys like about my pockets? That's
nothing,
weird.
Nothing. The contents. Nothing. Think about the contents.
The contents of my
pockets.
Okay,
will it help? Let's do a little flashback.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm the rat. And I got a rock that will do this thing if you rub it. You like that?
Chip, use that rock.
Now that Beef did the Jennifer voice, do you understand what we're talking about?
Oh my God. Yeah. The rock. My pockets. I can I reach into my pocket? Are my hands tied?
Yeah, your hands are tied next to your pockets. You
okay.
Get in there.
Okay, I get in there. Oh, and I get in there. And I say, and I look Ori in the eye, and I say, too bad we had a freaking plan that we all knew about this whole time. Backup plan, plan B. And I rub the
Chip,
rock.
Before you rub the rock, do we
oh,
do
oh,
we
I
want,
unrub the rock.
Do we want to prove Jennifer right?
Oh, shit.
Right?
Or would we rather die?
That's
you're
I'm
right.
Just saying, let's just think
let's,
that.
You're right. Let's just try and get out of this. And I start shaking the chair around. I try doing
We're
anything
all
else first.
Back and forth.
I just rock around in my chair, see if I can do anything else
fuck
first.
Fuck it. Too tired. Rub the rock.
Didn't work. Nothing happened.
So nothing happened.
No one's coming for you. Said
and
me.
That's the end of the episode. And that's it, guys. We'll call it there. Nothing happened. And, that's it.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, nothing happens for a second. And then a distant rumbling.
What is going on?
I know what that is.
And
earthquake. Oh, no.
And from every corner of this basement flies in hundreds of rats. And the horde, the entire kitchen staff, hundreds and hundreds of rats are filling up in this basement. It is bedlam, and they start gnawing at the rope that has tied you to the chairs. And within moments, y'all are free. And Jennifer is there. She goes, anything you guys like to say to me?
You're late. He rubbed
what
the rock
took
a
you so long?
A rat is never late. Yeah. She arrives precisely when she means
This constitutes your union mandated break. All right, that's all I got to say.
Nor is she early. Okay, run!
And so then, now I'll have all of you guys be the villainous parts of you trying to stop yourselves from escaping while rats crawl. Rats are crawling all over Zinfandel and Ori and Wagyu and Colin, and as our heroes, as the gang makes a break for it.
Chardonnay is going to, she's holding a knife and she's going to try to throw it to stop Beef and like kind of pin his clothes to the wall.
Sweet. Want to roll for it?
15.
Cool. So the dagger does go and pin Beef to the wall.
Guys, I'm stuck. Guys,
take off your
man.
Clothes.
Yeah, we're running.
Yeah.
Guys.
I look back and I go, oh, no.
No, guys.
And I
Beef,
keep going.
Your shirt it has one button on. Undo the button.
But I really like this shirt. This is my Saturday shirt.
And
if we have so
Tuesday.
Many extra shirts about worms. Ori just kind of like looks at the rats and leans up against the wall and he looks so cool and he just looks down and he's like, oh, rats. He doesn't even fight.
Whoa.
Back. He's so chill. He's so chill.
He's so chill.
You all notice that the harnesses that everyone used to get down there are still hanging and available. There's just no people in them. So you can use them as a route to escape.
Everybody.
Grab the harnesses.
Run to the harnesses.
Okay, we haven't been properly like safety trained in them. Do you think we'll be okay?
Lice, enough.
Yeah, come on, Lice. You're being a real
come on,
Lice. Come
don't
on.
Like my nickname.
How hard could it be? You just here we go, and I put my little feet in the harness.
Yeah, I put the harness around my neck, and I go, "It's fine. Let's go."
Beef's wearing his as a diaper, and yeah, Chip has his around his neck.
Chardonnay has a bow and arrow. behind her, and she picks it up and she tries to shoot the light bulb with the candle in it through all of their ropes to set them on fire.
Cool. Want to roll for it?
Roll for that.
So it was a successful roll. So an arrow flies through the air, hits the candle that's in the glass ball, but carries the candle on the arrow. And as it passes all the harness ropes, it is intact long enough that it lights each of the harness ropes as you guys pull on them.
Oh, wow, we look
But
so
I'm rolling
cool.
for the integrity of the ropes. And it'll hold. The ropes Whoa. Are going to hold as they launch you up wow. through the darkness. And you end up back into Fuddruckers. And it's like a record scratch. All the fine, fancy people who are dining there are now looking at you, surprised that you're there.
Okay, I go, oh, no, there's a bunch of rats in this place. Rats!
And I will punch Beef so hard in the stomach that that rat comes out of Beef's mouth and onto the ground. Blah!
So now all that bonus content we were going to record happened in that time.
Uh-huh. The time works right. differently in inside of Beef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a dream.
Yep.
I mean, that... We can make it so, like, yeah. that rat at the very... It runs around, and then it goes straight back into me. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like eating spiders, right? Yeah. You eat three rats. Three rats crawl into yearly. Your mouth every yearly yeah. while you're asleep. Yeah.
And after Chip yells, there's rats here, Jennifer leans against Chip's head and goes, yeah, there's a rat here. Right, guys?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to... Guys, be intimidating. Make everybody leave this place.
Oh. They all start punching their fists, their little fists again.
Yeah,
God, let's get out of here, Vivica.
Well, yes, my goodness. Whole... Let's all of you guys go, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we must leave the rats.
And the place starts to empty out in somewhat of a panic, and you guys are swept along with the rush outside of Fuddruckers and follow the masses all the way... into the front of Bottoms Up.
We try and usher them inside. Okay. And as we usher them inside and as we're ushering them.
This is another establishment. I am still hungry.
Yes, that's right.
We got plenty of food. Plenty of food. Drink. Come on in.
I hope you like grits based cuisine.
Guys, we funneled so many people in.
This is awesome.
We have a line.
We have a wait.
Then you might want to use these.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Jennifer hands over the two.
Thanks, Jen.
Chalice quickly draws a picture of Jennifer and then puts her up on over the employee of the month plaque that's there and then straightens it out.
No.
That's so sweet.
Oh, cheese, you guys.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and I did the editing on this one. Thanks so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SitcomDND. That's sitcom in letters DND. If you enjoyed our first 7 episodes, can you believe we're already 7 in? Crazy. And you are hungry for more, want more eppies in the tummy, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd, where we will be releasing a bonus episode every week. Come on, jump on the Patreon. It's a lot of fun. You can get to know us a little bit better as non-magical creatures. Well, you know what? We are magical creatures. Get to know us even better on the Patreon. We're having a ton of fun over there. So if any of that Patreon stuff sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/succumbdnd. Patreon is the fuel that this show runs on. It's what makes it all possible. So if you like it, consider joining. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating the show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.